Okay, 67% answered C. Yes, you should have turned off your smart assistant before the call. 16% answered D. Yes, you have breached the client confidentiality. 13% for A and 4% for B. We think the answer actually is D.
Although C is not necessarily wrong.
C is not necessarily wrong. Right. You could have turned it off, but the answer that we're looking to is to D. Yes, you've breached client confidentiality, and why is that? You have a duty under Rule 1.6 of confidentiality of your client information when you're representing a client. You must take reasonable efforts to prevent inadvertent or unauthorized disclosure or access where access could be taken. So by turning off the smart assistant, you would have done that. But you wouldn't have had to turn off the smart assistant if you'd taken care to be sure you weren't talking close enough that it was going to overhear it. And you shouldn't probably have been talking about that confidential information in at home with your smart assistant on nonetheless.
But yeah, and I'll add is, you know, kind of food for thought. I had seen this hypothetical and hadn't thought about my phone, my smartphone, and my Apple Watch. And I was just probably complaining about the fact that the face on my Apple Watch didn't have numbers, and so it was hard for me to tell, is it 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? And suddenly I had a face with numbers on it. So I think my Apple Watch was listening. So not only is it the smart assistants at home, but also think about your watches and your phones and anything that has that capability to respond to what you want it to.
And I think there's a broader point to be made here. We all work at home, probably. So conference calls.
Right? At least part of the time.
Part of the time, yeah. conference calls that you might do at home when other people are around. Even just the question, from your spouse, how was your day? I mean, after 40 years, I'm not sure she really means it, but, the sort of how was your day question. And, I had this really horrible meeting and, I think we all take certain things for granted when you're at home or even in a public place or you're walking around talking on the phone. And I think this rule underscores the notion that technology has changed and we need to be mindful of other people being in earshot, whether they are real people or artificial people.
Yeah, and another case comes to mind. We're required, and I'm sure most of you are as well, to have sort of a cover over our computer screen. So if you're working on an airplane and you're working on confidential client information on that plane, you better have a cover over that so that no one from the side or the back can read what you're doing. Otherwise, you could run afoul of breaching confidentiality by having someone look over your shoulder and see what you're working on. So let's move on to another hypothetical.
Okay, I think I've got the next one. Okay. So this is a hypothetical about a settlement agreement. The IRS sends you a draft settlement agreement indicating the taxpayer's 100% concession of an issue. You retype the draft using identical font, margins, etc., but offer only a 10% concession by the taxpayer. You submit the offer to the IRS, which accepts it. Both parties execute a closing agreement. Later, when closing the case, the IRS agent discovers the change you made. The IRS sues to overturn the agreement on the basis of fraud, malfeasance, or a misrepresentation of fact. Who prevails and why? So A, the IRS, or B, the taxpayer? Okay, I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to see the answers, but I see, now it's changing. So 67% the IRS, 33% the taxpayer. Love that answer. That may mean you don't even argue when the issue comes up, because in fact the answer is the taxpayer.
I think they may have been afraid of you, Catherine.
I did threaten them with not passing the presentation. So.
Right. Also, I wanted to tell you, we don't trust you completely yet, so I've said it so that you can only vote once, so we know this is really a true reflection of what the audience is voting. The answer is B, and you want to talk
Well, about yeah, so there's actually a case, H Graphics Access versus Commissioner, that does say, alterations of a document prepared by the IRS was not the product of fraud or malfeasance. And so it does not void the resulting agreement. And I think it goes to, we've got a slide on it, maybe it's the next slide, the ABA rules that, you know, a lawyer shall not knowingly make a false statement of material fact or law, but if it's a negotiation or an offer, you know, that's not a statement of fact or of law, which is, I think, why it was not, unethical.